Morning, Gracie.
Morning, Tom.
Light.
Where's Jasper?
He's in makeup.
Camera.
Makeup?
Be.
Oops. I better get set.
Well, set for what?
And action.
From Blossom, Alberta, it's the Dead Dog Cafe Comedy Hour with your host, Jasper Friendly Bear.
And cut.
That was beautiful, sweetie. Absolutely perfect.
Who is that?
Jasper's new surprise.
So let's get set and do it again. Maybe this time, make it a little larger. You know, like you really mean it.
Gracie, could you give me a hint?
And spoil the surprise?
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Jasper.
Isn't this exciting?
Jasper?
Yeah.
Jasper?
Yeah.
Jasper, is that lipstick?
Let's get set for a true shot.
Looks pretty good, doesn't it?
Well...
What do you think of the eyeshadow?
The blue undertone's okay, but the sparkles really bring out the color of his eyes.
And look at this, Tom.
Whoa.
Pretty impressive, huh?
Jasper, what is that?
You've never seen hair on a man's chest before?
Not like that.
Changing film.
Pretty neat the way it spills out the front of my shirt.
It looks like a rug.
Okay, folks, first positions. Everybody to first positions.
Jasper, what's going on? Why is that woman shouting at us? Why do you have hair pasted all over your chest?
She's our new producer.
Producer? We don't have a producer.
We do now.
Quiet on the set.
You're ready, Tom.
Light. Camera.
Three. And action.
That's your cue, Tom. Cue for what? The show, Tom. Start the show. Oh.
From Blossom, Alberta, it's the Dead Dog Cafe.
Cut.
Who the hell is this?
This is Tom. He's with us.
What does he do?
He starts the show.
He buys coffee.
Coffee.
Fabulous.
He's too old and too tall.
What a shame.
He's too heavy.
Sid, call Tom Jackson's agent. See if he's available.
Jasper, what is going on?
CBC sent us a television producer.
But this is radio.
CBC canceled most of their television programs, so they had a bunch of spare producers left over.
You mean...
That's right, Tom.
They're from Toronto.
That's not exactly what I meant. You see what...
Ask yourself, Tom, which is more popular, television or radio?
Well, personally, I like radio.
Wrong answer, Tom.
Television is more popular, Tom.
So, now we're doing a television show?
No, Tom. We're still doing a radio show, but with our new producer, we're going to make it sound as if we're doing television.
Jasper?
Yes?
Jasper.
Yes?
Jasper, does it make any sense to you that we would want to have a radio show sound like television?
No. What about you, Gracie?
No.
So, why are we doing it?
Free food.
What free food?
Along with the producer and the makeup man and all the technicians, CBC sent us a caterer.
Does that mean that...
That's right, Tom. Free coffee.
Look, why don't you guys run through the show and give us an idea of what we're dealing with?
Jackson can't do it. You want me to call Graham Greene?
No. We'll go with... Hey, big guy. What's your name?
Tom. Tom King.
And you start the show.
Yeah.
You want makeup to give it a try? It's not gonna help. Okay, let's see what this thing looks like.
Okay, Tom, take it away.
From Blossom, Alberta, it's the Dead Dog Cafe Comedy Hour with your host, Jasper Friendly Bear.
And Gracie Heavy Hands.
And Tom King.
So, Tom, who are today's guests?
Tattoo Cardinal?
Not even warm.
Maxine Noel?
You're guessing... Don't let the television camera rally you, Tom.
Maybe Tom won't be so nervous if we would let him share one of his decorating tips with us.
That's a great idea, Gracie. And what a coincidence. There's the theme music for King's traditional Aboriginal decorating tips right on cue. Boy, having a producer sure makes things run smoothly.
So, Tom, what's your traditional Aboriginal decorating tip for today?
Cars.
Cars?
I was wondering when you were going to get around to cars, Tom.
As we all know... Cars are a vital part of Canadian culture. Have you ever wondered why it took so long to settle the Canadian West?
Jasper, early settlers didn't have cars.
That's my line.
Oh, sorry.
That's right, Tom. Early settlers didn't have cars. If they had cars, the West would have been settled in no time at all.
Jasper,
What does the settlement of the West have to do with a decorating tip?
It's a segue, Tom.
That's where you go from one topic.
Car sound effects?
Let's try it. Works for me. What about you guys?
What do you think, Tom?
Sounds dumb.
Tom thinks it sounds dumb.
Okay, let's keep it.
So, Tom, what's your traditional Aboriginal decorating tip for today?
Cars.
Still sounds dumb.
Many of our listeners might think that decorating with cars would be difficult, Tom.
Not at all. While trying to make a car a part of your interior decorating plans can create problems, artistically arranging cars in your yard as part of your exterior decorating plans will not only demonstrate the depth and breadth of your creative sensibility, but is sure to catch the attention of your neighbors.
Tell us how, Tom.
First of all, we have to overcome some serious cultural difficulties. We have to understand that whites aren't raised with an appreciation for history.
Sad, but true.
For them, a car is just a status symbol, a metaphor for power and potency.
Along the same lines
as a... Exactly.
Well, for Native people, a car is a link to the past, a visual reminder of who we are and where we came from.
Tracy?
Yes, Tom?
Jasper?
Yes, Tom?
What in the world are you talking about?
Cars, Tom.
And their place in an overall traditional Aboriginal decorating plan.
You have to pay attention.
Have you ever wondered why most Native houses on reserves have 5 or 6 cars in the yard?
Some of these cars run, and some of them don't.
And some have wheels, and some don't.
Some have doors, and some don't.
Some have engines, and some don't.
Okay, we get the idea.
A non-Native person looking at all these cars would be culturally inclined to see them as an eyesore, a blight on an otherwise pristine landscape.
But to the Native, these cars tell stories of love and sacrifice, joy and struggle.
Triumph and questionable behavior.
Your great-grandfather's 1929 Ford pickup truck with the dented right fender where he hit the deer coming home from Spruce Grove.
The 1948 Buick that your mother's cousin Selma gave to Auntie Alberta after she divorced Cecil Rabbit and married Homer Little Bear.
Your father's 1957 Chevrolet convertible that your brother drove into the river when he missed the bridge on the Leash Road.
The used 1972 Dodge stepside pickup truck that you bought at auction and drove from Salt Lake City to Lethbridge when you got your first real job.
Precious memories.
How did you know about my truck?
We called your mother.
You named the truck Bruno?
Bruno was a great truck.
Okay. Could we do that again?
What?
The weeping.
I wasn't weeping.
Your eyes are all watery.
Oh, I have a cold.
Get a grip on your emotions, Tom.
Whatever happened to that truck?
Don't we have a decorating tip to do?
That's right. Where were we?
Cars in your yard.
That's right. So, the next time all you non-natives feel like turning in your 2-year-old BMW or the family van, do what Native people do and give that faithful vehicle an honored place on your front lawn or near the patio or next to the cabana and the pool.
Car bodies, a living legacy.
Car bodies, capturing the glories of the past.
Maintaining the vitality of the present.
And securing the future for you and your children.
Car bodies.
That's right, Tom.
Cue blackout bingo.
Okay, bingo fans, bring out those bingo cards. What's the number, Gracie?
B-A.
Okay, we have to do that again. Gracie, you are off mic.
Sorry.
Cue ball.
Anytime.
What's the number, Gracie?
B-A.
Better, but we're getting some distortion in the microphone. Let's try it one more time.
Cue ball.
Whenever you're ready.
What's the number, Gracie?
V8.
Great. Let's move on. What's next?
How about the road blockade report?
Nothing to report.
Reserve recipes?
I'm not really in the mood.
You got any ideas, Tom?
Besides ending the show and going home?
While you guys are figuring out what's next, maybe you could suggest a good place to eat in town?
Quick, Gracie. Show them a menu.
Never mind.
Hey, maybe they'd like to buy a Dead Dog Cafe t-shirt.
We have t-shirts?
They'll be here next week.
And we have a website.
That's right. And you can see the t-shirt before you order it at www.radio.cbc.ca.
That's www.radio.cbc.ca and look under programs.
Hey, you guys want to buy a t-shirt?
No.
Dead Dog Cafe. Uh-huh. It's for you.
Line two.
Hello? Hey, Jimmy, what's up? No kidding? A new series? Sounds awful. Vampires and politicians vying for the hearts and souls of Canadians? Jimmy, hang on. You guys figure out what you want to do next?
It's a toss-up between popular questions to ask an Indian and 10 reasons why it's good to have Indians in Canada.
Jimmy, I'll take it.
All right, let's pack it up.
What happened?
I think we lost our producer.
But they left the food and coffee.
Oh, hey, great.
Oh, coffee.
Oh, this is great. You try this one.
Mm. Since we lost our producer, I guess I don't need all this makeup.
Or this hair.
Oh!
That's better.
Gracie!
Oh, Les! You okay? Boy, was that refreshing.
Your skin's all red.
You should try it, Tom.
What?
Paste this hair piece on your chest and then have Gracie pull it off.
Always happy to help.
Isn't that the end of the show?
Right, you are, Tom. You know, there's just never enough time.
We didn't even have a guest.
Well, we have to go. But don't forget...
Stay calm!
Send those roadblock aid reports.
Your request for an authentic Indian name...
Be brave!
And your reserve recipes...
To the Dead Dog Cafe, Box 555, Edmonton, Alberta, T5J2P4.
In the meantime, this is Jasper Friendly Bear...
And Gracie Heavy Hand.
Wait for the signs.
Saying...
So long for now.
Boy, that was fun. Having a producer really gave me a taste of the big time.
You know, I don't see why CBC thought we needed a producer.
Tom, three Indians running a radio show?
If you were CBC, what would you do?
Did my mother really tell you about Bruno?
Whatever happened to that truck?
I'll bet Tom sold it.
I didn't sell it.
You didn't take it to the dump, did you?
No.
Not even Tom would do that.
No, I gave it to a guy on the reserve.
Is it in his front yard?
I don't know.